This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your sister Fatima Barakatullah here. And in this episode of the podcast, I'm just going to be putting up for you a recording of my graduation speech. So alhamdulillah, just the last weekend I finally graduated from As-Salam Institute, and I received my Shahada Alamiya. Alhamdulillah, it's been a long time coming in the sense that, you know, when I was 16 years old, I went to Egypt as a student. My father helped me to get there. And my intention from that age was to graduate, to complete my studies, you know, in Islamic studies. And of course, seeking knowledge is a lifelong journey, and it's something that you've got to be in for the long haul, right? But obviously, you know, as a student, you look for milestones along the way. So alhamdulillah, this was a very important milestone for me. I actually graduated from two institutes this year with two Alamiya degrees. And so it's kind of a strange feeling, I guess, because, you know, for all those years I've been working towards reaching this milestone. But at the same time, I wasn't only looking at the qualification. For me, it was really about authentically seeking the knowledge, seeking out great scholars, experts in their fields who I could study with, and making sure that I studied Islam in a structured way, but also making sure that I covered the subjects and topics that are essential for a Sharia student to cover, right? So that sometimes meant that I had to seek out courses and shuyukh from different institutes in order to do that. But anyway, alhamdulillah, I'm going to leave you with my graduation speech. It was such a lovely event. Sheikh Akram Nadwi was there, my teacher for the last years, a few years, you know, mashallah. And Sheikh Abu Aliya was there as well, who, for those of you from the UK especially, you'll know that he was he's a key person, you know, when it came to da'wah in the UK, especially in the 90s. And although he often downplays his role, I think a lot of us growing up in the 90s were really positively, in many ways, affected by the da'wah that Sheikh Abu Aliya gave. So it was kind of strange, but it was kind of nice, you know, to have Sheikh Abu Aliya there as well. And also some other, you know, senior students of Sheikh Akram were there, some of my other teachers and my family. So it was a really special day. I was especially grateful to Allah that my parents got to witness my graduation, because, you know, I know that my dad, he really worked hard to help me to be able to go to Egypt. He really did his best. And it wasn't all plain sailing, you know. But he had that intention of helping me to become a scholar. And alhamdulillah, I felt like at the graduation, he saw the fruit of, you know, his efforts materialize in front of him. So alhamdulillah for that. Without further ado, my graduation speech.
And next, can I welcome Fatima Barakatullah, please?
you teach first.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. Dear brothers and sisters, teachers, scholars, elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 25 years ago, I was having a conversation with my father, Mufti Barakatullah, about what I would do in the future. What did I want to be? And I told my father that I wanted to be a doctor. I think it's because I watched some movie and it sounded like a really cool and meaningful thing to do. And he said to me all those years ago, what about becoming a scholar? He said, there are many doctors of the physical body in the world. We need more doctors of the spiritual person. And from then onwards, it was my dream to pursue Islamic studies. So today's milestone means a lot to me. Alhamdulillah. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for taking me on a very long journey, which started when I was 16, and I went to study Arabic in Egypt, and has culminated in today. Every step of the way, I felt Allah's presence, and I want to thank my parents, especially my mother, who introduced me to how to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She's the one who really instilled in us a passion for and a respect for scholars. And my father, who connected me with the Quran and showed me how the Quran spoke to me years ago when we were on Umrah, when he used to stay up late at night telling us stories from Surah Yusuf. And since then, I fell in love with the Quran. I want to thank my husband. My husband is also my teacher. He's also my mentor. He supported me since we've been married, 20 years nearly, mashallah, in so many ways. I can't list the number of ways that he's supported me. And he's also infused everything with a great sense of humor to help me. And I know the brothers who know him will testify to that. And he's helped keep our family happy and light. I would like to thank my children who've had to be patient. My four children, Yusuf, Yahya, Suleiman, and Ruqayya, who've had to be really patient on Sundays when I used to attend the classes and I used to arrange different things for them. I think they were quite happy that I'd left, actually, to be fair. Well, I'm back now because classes are finished, mashallah. I want to thank my siblings, two of whom are here today. I see my siblings as role models. Their achievements never cease to inspire me. So thank you for your support and your du'as. And I must mention my little nieces who are here as well, Lana and Sophia. Thank you for coming and being excited about your auntie graduating. There are so many other people I could thank. I've had many teachers over the years. I've actually studied in other institutes as well. I can't mention all of them, but I want to, if any teachers from other institutes are here today who have taught me, I'd like to thank you as well. And I turn to As-Salam Institute. MashaAllah, one of the dreams I had was to study abroad. And I began studying in Egypt, but I couldn't stay studying Al-Azhar. Instead, I had to come back to the UK. Alhamdulillah, I got married and I had to pursue my studies here. But looking back, I can see that it was really a blessing. It was a blessing that Allah did not answer my dua of me going abroad and being able to live abroad and study. Because if I had gone abroad, I would not have benefited from the likes of Sheikh Akram. I would not have sat in classes with my own father and the scholars that we benefit from right here in Britain, mashallah. So I feel as though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a situation such that I did not have to go abroad, and yet I got a world-class Islamic education right here. So I want to thank Sheikh Akram. I want to thank all of our teachers and all the people behind the scenes at As-Salam. Thank you for all your hard work. And I will leave you with five words, five things, and this is for my fellow students at different stages of their studies. I'll leave you with five things that I've learned along this way, five key things. The first thing I want to say to you, my fellow students, is the fact that you are sitting here today, the fact that you are on the path of knowledge, see that as a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already wants good for you. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that when Allah wishes good for a person, He bestows upon them understanding of the deen. And you are upon that path, so know that Allah wants something good for you. My five words are perseverance, courage, self-reflection, openness, and critical thinking. Just think of that as one word, critical thinking. Perseverance. Along this path, there are going to be times when you feel like giving up, when you feel like the studies are too much, when life happens, you know, things happen in life, obstacles come your way, and you feel like stopping, or you feel like you won't be able to carry on. But know that the people who achieve things are not necessarily the most talented people. They're not the ones who were born with a silver spoon in their mouth. They are the ones who push through those difficult times and persevere. So my fellow students, persevere, have sabr, and persevere through those difficult times. Courage. As a student, you need to have courage, the courage to question. So many times I've been in a class, and I'm the only one who's asking lots and lots of questions. And after the class, the students will say to me, "Thank you for asking the questions." You know, it seems as though many students are very shy to ask questions. And it's true, when you ask a question, it's a risk. You feel like, you know, people might think you're stupid, or it might be a stupid question, or whatever. But you see, the only way to gain knowledge, the only way to make sure you understood something, is to ask those questions. So have the courage to speak up and ask questions, and have the courage to speak the truth. In our society, there are many ideologies, many vying for each other, vying for our attention and our obedience and our allegiance. As people who are seeking knowledge, it becomes our duty to go out there and have the courage to present Islam to others, to show people another way, to show people another way of thinking. So we need to have courage as people who are seeking knowledge. Self-reflection. Bringing oneself to account is key as a student. You know, knowledge brings with it a lot of honor. People respect you. People look up to you. But we can never forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows our reality. He knows our faults. He knows our shortcomings. And so we as students must keep making an inventory of, you know, our strengths and our weaknesses. We must be very conscious of our ibadat and how to improve them. As one of my former teachers used to say, if your knowledge is above average, your ibadah should be above average. And we need to hold ourselves as students of knowledge to a higher standard. Self-reflection. Openness. Openness, the willingness to consider other ways of thinking, other points of view. That's one of the wonderful things about As-Salam Institute, that we're not just focusing on one particular group or one particular way of thinking, one particular school of thought. There is a respect for the plurality of schools of thought in Islam. And so as a student, if you come to class thinking you already know everything, thinking, making up your mind about everything, and then critiquing the teacher or the class with that mindset, you'll never learn. You'll never be able to benefit fully from what the teacher has to offer. And you might miss something that you actually needed
a new way of thinking. So you must be open-minded and willing to study with numerous teachers. And again, one of the great things that Sheikh Akram said to us was, he's never forced us to follow his opinion. And that's quite refreshing, because I've been to classes where you're kind of dictated to, as in, you've got, this is it, it's my way or the highway. But with Sheikh Akram, if you argue or critique something that he said, he always says, okay, do your research. He'll say, you know, do your own research. This is my conclusion. And I found that very, very refreshing. And hopefully I'm going to take that with me when I become a teacher. Critical thinking. Or as Sheikh Akram always says in class, think properly. I know everyone's laughing because we've heard it so many times, right? Think properly, Sheikh Akram says. And I think that's another...